I believe that
a new breeze is blowing. A new breeze is blowing.
We're gonna win. You're gonna get so tired of winning.
There's not a damn thing you're gonna be able to do about it.
Want to learn the first rule? You'd know if you ever spent a day in your life.
That's the only thing we have to do.
Aaron Rodgers,
because he's a bad man.
Whoa!
This is the Breaking Even podcast, podcast devoted to all things gambling. Friday, December 14th, 2018. My other degenerate brother on the other side of the table, Andre's here. How you doing?
What's going on?
We're recording this prior to tonight's Thursday night game. One of the best Thursday night games that I think we've had in a very long time.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. AFC West is kind of still up in the air.
Kind of.
Sort of. I mean, not really, but kind of.
With the win, yeah. The Chargers win.
I mean, it's even, right? And then, but the schedule is a little more favorable to the Chiefs, if I recall correctly.
Mm.
What did you think about what you saw out of the Chiefs this week against Baltimore? Because obviously we had a lot riding on that game. We still have this Mahomes for MVP bet out there, and it looks pretty promising now.
Tonight's a night.
Yeah.
He can win it tonight, which is exciting.
Right. It's a big
test. I was hoping he doesn't win it to Tyreek Hill tonight. And hopefully Kelsey helps him win it tonight. And Damian Williams.
Talk about your improbable fantasy run.
Okay, so basically my team was Saquon Barkley and Melvin Gordon this year.
Yes.
That was my team for the majority of the year.
It's a pretty good team.
Yeah. So I started 0-5 because I had Wentz out and Jeffrey out. Baldwin was hurt. Fitz was awful. I had a bunch of guys just all flopping early on.
Right.
Clawed my way back to 6-7. Snuck in the last spot in the playoffs.
So stupid.
Then
but my playoff spot, by the way. I just want to mention that.
Yeah.
I started out 3-1.
He was the worst team in the league.
I was...
The worst team in the league.
A deceiving... I was not the worst team in the league, but I was a deceiving 3-1 or whatever I started out as.
Yeah.
It should have been my spot. That was mine to lose.
And you lost it.
And I lost it to a team that started 0-5.
Yeah, but this team is way better than your team anyway.
Right. So you claw your way to the semifinals, or the quarterfinals,
yes.
I should say.
And then on the trade deadline, I made a trade. I traded Saquon, and I got Diggs and Mixon. Mixon was good for me last week.
Controversial trade.
Controversial.
Very
controversial.
At the deadline.
At the deadline.
Literally 5 minutes before the deadline. Yes. Thanksgiving morning.
Yes. So I needed a receiver. My receivers suck. And I liked Mixon's matchups. I didn't like Saquon's matchups, even though Saquon's like awesome. I probably shouldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah.
By his side, I like Gordon's matchups better. He plays the Chiefs this week. I like where that's headed. I'm going to keep Gordon. I'm going to go with that. So Gordon was out last week. I had to start Justin Jackson, the backup, who had 5 points.
Tough.
And I was...
Well, not really. The backup was the problem.
Yeah. And I thought it was the backup.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
Yeah, and I was a 40-point underdog last week. And I
40
won.
Points?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You were projected to lose by 40 last
30,
week?
30-something.
Oh, my God.
Yes, but I won.
This is improbable. This is a miracle.
But I pulled it out.
This needs a nickname.
Yes. This is a run for the ages. And tonight, it's going to keep on going. Now, tonight, I'm going to start... Now, Melvin Gordon is out, it looks like.
We hope.
There's like 2 hours before game time, so we're not sure. But hopefully he's out. So I can start Justin Jackson in confidence. Eckler's out.
In confidence.
Eckler's out, so I can feel good about it.
Put an exclamation point at the end of that one.
Now, on the flip side, my receivers suck.
Right.
I got Mixon, who I love. I'm sorry, Mixon, obviously. Those are my two running backs. Those are good. But my receivers suck, so I'm going to start Damian Williams because Spencer Ware is out. So I have the 2 third-string running backs tonight against Keenan Allen and Tyreek Hill, who might be the 2 best receivers this week.
This is it's not quite Rocky 1, but it's close.
Yeah,
it's pretty damn close.
Some of the Creed when I was the Creed was like what 30-1.
Well, Creed was a 25-1 underdog. Yeah. The most absurd
this
line in the history of Las
this
Vegas.
Is something like that in a semifinal match.
Right. You're up against a juggernaut of a team, by the way.
I'm only projected to lose by 20, though.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I see 30 in front of me.
Well, I bet because Jackson's in.
Oh, okay.
So, depending on who plays.
Okay.
20 with Gordon in, but...
Oh, I got you.
I just put Jackson in because I figured Gordon's out.
Yeah, you're going up against Zeke Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Hill, Zach Ertz, and Julian Edelman this week. Yeah. With the possibility of maybe seeing Aaron Jones, if he feels like it. That's how good that team is. You are scrapping together. Because we should also mention Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz
injury
so
also
now I
you.
Have two quarterback league. I have Dak, who is my savior now.
Right.
Which is
as
unusual.
As he is of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's unusual.
It's it on the, yeah.
And I have either Nick Foles or, what's the guy's name? Jeff Driscoll. So those are my quarterback options. But I have Kittle.
And this is to make the finals of fantasy
but
football.
I have Kittle.
You do have, and if you have Kittle, you have
you
a
have,
prayer.
You have everything.
It's kind of like in poker. If you have a chip and a chair, that's all it takes.
Yep.
For you, Kittle and a dream. Mm-hmm. That's what you got.
He's fantastic.
Kittle is amazing.
He's awesome.
I'm so pissed that they didn't let him get the tight end receiving record last week.
Yet in the first half, there's like 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
And he needed what, four yards?
4 yards with 35 minutes left in the game, and they couldn't give him to him.
I watched that dude play. You missed a lot of the highlights, but I was watching that. First half, he is so goddamn fast.
Yeah,
they and it's so funny. You see back to back that day, Rob Gronkowski, who many consider to be the greatest tight end of all time, in the play or in the game for the final play of the game, blows the game basically for the Patriots because he's too slow. And then George Kittle, a half hour later in San Francisco, you can tell it's sort of like almost a symbolic changing of the guard. It's like Gronk, his days are numbered, and now it's
Kittle's
this
new
wave. Well, Kittle and Kelsey Kittle. And Ertz and stuff. Like,
it's funny because I was offered a trade for Gronk early in the season with Kittle involved, and I tried to argue that Kittle's better than Gronk.
Right.
And I was getting
clowned. You were berated.
Yeah.
And probably by me, too.
And he is.
Right. As it turns out, he is.
He actually is. I told you.
Okay. I want to walk through what happened with the Patriots, too. I have no idea what happened on that final play. I know that I was screaming and jumping a lot. Why is Devin McCourty not in the game and Gronk is? Like, explain to me, like, what the threat of a Ryan Tannehill 70-yard Hail Mary is.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the argument is, okay, you have
the Hail Mary, I mean, you can at least argue something. There's a Hail Mary. That's one, you know, you can say, okay, well, Hail Mary pass, maybe a bigger guy is better at deflecting it, but...
Right.
With that, you know he's not going to be able to reach, so why would you have him on the field? It doesn't make any sense.
And also, like, even if... The Hail Mary was a threat. Why is, like, banged up Rob Gronkowski, who's only played like 10 games this year, the guy that's going to deflect it?
Yeah.
You know, I really don't understand it.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. And, you know, it feels like they're not that good.
Well, they felt that way last year.
Yeah.
They had the worst defense in football last year.
Yeah, but they're still going to win.
So. You did propose at the end of that game, you turned to me and you were like, does this feel like the end of something?
Could be.
And I don't quite know. They seem to be getting along just fine. So that's not necessarily the problem. But it does feel like Belichick outthought the room a little too much on that final play and did like his Belichick thing where he's going to outsmart the offense. And it just turned out that his old, banged up, below average players screwed him. Mm-hmm. You know, like these teams have always been more talented. It's just that he's been able to outcoach the other morons on the sideline.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Maybe those days are numbered.
So there's actually smart people in the NFL now.
There are a few.
People
ones.
Aren't working with Goldman Sachs anymore.
Right. The problem is they're all in the NFC.
Well.
Like, who's the smartest coach in the AFC? Andy Reid, I guess, right?
I guess.
The worst clock manager in the history of football.
No, what's my guy's name again? Lynn? Anthony Lynn.
Oh, you love Anthony Lynn.
Anthony Lynn. You'll see tonight, baby. We'll see the smartest coach. The battle of the brains tonight.
No, this is a battle of the we can't manage a clock to save our lives, guys.
Well, we'll see.
These guys, like, they don't understand the difference between a digital and an analog clock. Mm. AM and PM, they're having a tough time with it. Mm. Andy Reid almost threw away that game, by the way. And Mahomes pulled it out of his ass on that 4th-and-9 throw, which should go down as, like, the play of the year. That play is, like, incredible. But not because of Andy Reid. Andy Reid wasted a bunch of timeouts again and didn't understand how to manage. No,
that was a disastrous management situation there.
Right. Takes a timeout with like 50 seconds
See,
left.
See, if you're going to, because he had what? They were in field goal range.
Right.
They're going to kick the field goal.
Field goal ties, touchdown wins, no?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And they had 50 seconds left and third down.
Right.
And instead of waiting, to run it down to maybe 25 seconds, 20 seconds, where you could throw a pass in the end zone and try to get it, kick the field goal. He calls a timeout with 50 seconds left. Basically just gives plenty of time for them to drive.
To drive. And it didn't work because they had Lamar Jackson and then ultimately RG3. But
there's no reason to do one way or the other.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. And this is what Andy Reid does all the time. And that's why, as great as his offensive schemes are and as great as the personnel is, and by the way, the defense, like, it comes up in big spots. Like, I'm not saying, like, it's great.
Eric Berry's back.
Yeah, it makes plays when it has to. Like, that. And they have this young pass rusher that I think they just drafted recently.
They have two guys.
Yeah.
Like, Jones and the other guy's good, too. I forget the other guy's name.
They're not as bad as you would think that they are, but in crunch time, Andy doesn't know how to manage the clock. He doesn't save any timeouts, and Belichick does, and that's the problem. Mm. And unless you're going up against a Matt Nagy type or Sean McVay type in the Super Bowl, I really don't see it.
Matt Nagy.
Especially after Kareem Hunt. That's my other takeaway from that game. Like, they need Kareem Hunt.
No, they don't. They got Damian Williams.
God. Spencer Ware sucks. They look like a different team.
Spencer Ware sucks. Williams was good. Williams played good last week.
Yeah, I don't know.
He did.
I don't know. Tyreek Hill was kind of a non-entity, and I can't help
but think. He had 140 yards.
Did he really? He had that many yards?
Yeah. that's considered a non-entity.
My apologies to the most dynamic player in football.
Yeah.
My apologies.
He had 13 yards last week against the Raiders, I mean.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And then 215 the week before that.
Yeah.
So.
Man. You are in trouble tonight.
We'll see. No, but he went on, off, on, so off tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. Any other takeaways? I was really entertained by this week of football.
That was good. And this week's going to be good, too. I like the Saturday game. Opens it up a little bit more. Two games Saturday. Makes it a little bit more, a whole weekend activity here. Big Thursday night game that actually matters. Then Saturday. Then the Monday night game is fun.
I am not watching a second of those Saturday games, though.
I don't watch Jarvis Landry, possibly.
Oh.
That's about it.
Okay. Let's go through these lines, I guess, and we'll talk about each of these teams as we get to them, I suppose. Again, the LA Chargers are playing the Kansas City Chiefs. You're probably not listening to this before the game tonight because we're recording this at the last second, so we'll just put our predictions on the record. I like the Chargers tonight.
I kind of do, but...
It's 3.5.
The line is low, man.
They're getting 3.5 on the road.
Like, Vegas likes the Chargers, too, for it to be that low.
Right. Yeah, I feel like this should have been 6. I like the extra half point. I feel like it's a field goal either way in many respects. I don't see the Chargers getting blown out.
No.
Like, this is the game that they have
been. I think it'd be a good game. That's why I feel like it's not going to be Keenan Allen's show, Tyreek Hill's show, deep touchdowns. I think it's going to be a pretty good defensive game for a while.
You think so?
Yeah.
I could see it being a shootout. But that being said, I like the Chargers' defense a lot. With Bosa in it, I mean, it was good without Bosa for the first few weeks.
Yeah.
Now the pass rush is just awesome.
Bosa's great.
Bosa's fantastic. Rivers is playing an MVP caliber season, even though he's not an MVP candidate, really.
Yeah, he's playing pretty well.
I like this team. They're balanced. They just can't get out of their own way sometimes. And I think this is the type of game that they really, really, really want to win. This is their Super Bowl for now. So I like the extra 3.5 because I think they can win. And even within a field goal, the extra half point works.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Texans at the New York Jets. The J-Men had a big win this week.
The J-Men?
Gangrene.
The J-Men?
The J-Men.
Okay.
Gangrene, baby. Were you impressed by Sam Darnold?
No.
You know what my favorite thing about Red Zone was? I think you were watching with me. They counted down their top 5 plays of Sunday.
Yeah.
And somehow that, like, 10-yard touchdown pass from Darnold to Robbie Anderson.
It was a nice little scramble, but...
That was like they called that the number
Juju
2 play.
Juju made this awesome catch. It's like 5th. I'm like, what are you talking about? It was so awful.
I think they might have put it ahead of the Mahomes throw as well.
Yeah.
To Hill, right?
I forgot what
I think they
it
put
was.
Darnold at 2.
Whatever it was wrong.
Like, it was a fine little play. I was proud of my kid.
I like Houston.
Yeah, I do too.
He's going to get eaten alive.
Yeah, 7 points. That feels
plus
about right.
Plus a big game for Houston too.
Yeah, if Houston wants any sort of chance at the bye, this is the week
they got to do it. Yeah,
right?
They win this week. You know, it's a bye week. If you know, now they're just watching the Patriots game Sunday.
Right. Yeah, I like Houston too. I certainly like them in a tease. Maybe we could work on that.
Okay.
Okay. Cleveland Browns at the Denver Broncos.
This is the game of the week.
Denver's laying 2.5 points.
This is the best. This line is exactly what you'd think it'd be.
Yeah.
I like...
Man, Vegas is so good at this.
I like Denver.
I like Denver by a hair, too.
Yeah.
Put it up to three, maybe.
But I could see Cleveland blowing them out, which is funny.
So...
That scene...
I was playing with the playoff machine, which is my favorite toy, the other day. And I just, you know, I just played devil's advocate. I put in a couple wins for Cleveland. I put in a couple reasonable losses with some wild card teams. Cleveland could still make the playoffs.
That'd be great.
I'd be so excited. There is a scenario where they still make the playoffs.
That once there's two games I could have got back, you know?
Right.
It's a couple games here and there.
If you fire Hugh Jackson week two, this is a different season for them.
Yeah.
This is a totally different season. But Hugh just kept his job too long and lost some stuff.
Next year
games.
They're going to be explosive, man.
I like Baker.
Baker's great.
I like him. Yeah. I admit. I confess.
He's really good.
I'm not too proud. I'll admit when I was wrong.
Yep.
I like Baker a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think this game's tough, though. On the road, Denver's a good home team. We know this about them. However, Denver did get blown out by the 49ers this week. So, you know, all that wild card potential sort of got thrown out the window because of George Kittle. I like them, too, though. They're at the Raiders and they're home for the Chargers. I think that's it for them, right? The Broncos?
Yeah, the Broncos aren't beating anybody.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe I like Cleveland this week. It's going to be a close game, I think.
Yeah, I like Cleveland. I like Cleveland. But in this particular case, let's go with Denver. Miami at Minnesota. My God, I hate Minnesota.
Minnesota stinks.
They piss me the fuck off.
They just stink.
I just get angry every time I watch them.
I like the Dolphins. I shouldn't, though, but I do.
So they're getting 7.5 on the road. I could not agree with you more. I like Miami.
Yeah.
Why? This is too high. Minnesota's almost getting like too much respect from last year, and I feel like that's inflating their lines. They got murdered by Seattle the other night.
Well, their defense is okay, but it's not as good as it was last year.
No.
Or at least as everybody thought it was last year. And the offense is just flat, as we talked about last week plenty, so we don't have to go on over again, but
right.
It's flat.
No, it's all Kirk. It's entirely on Kirk's shoulders because
they need Case back.
They do need Case back. He's got plenty of weapons, and he's doing nothing with them. The running game is weak. The offensive line is not tremendous.
It's not bad, though.
It's showing the same weaknesses it did a few years ago. I think the problem with the defense is they don't get turnovers.
Last year they were getting an insane amount of turnovers was the problem.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It was like it was not a sustainable rate of turnovers last year.
Right. Miami's still in the playoff hunt. And although they might not win this game, I could see them playing hard and coming within a touchdown.
Yeah.
This is also a game that Miami kind of has to win if the Packers want any chance of making the playoffs. Because, by the way, there is a scenario where the Packers still make the playoffs. I don't know if you've walked through this, but somehow Aaron's still in the hunt.
I'm not sure they're going to win this week, though.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure they're going to lose this week.
That has to happen is that the Packers got to win out. And Minnesota's got to lose 2 out of 3, and then they're in. It's basically it, because Carolina's no longer a threat. Washington could still go on a run, but
still in if they could beat the Saints.
Yeah, but they've got to beat them twice.
They play them twice, still?
They play the Saints twice.
Ooh, well.
Right. So unless the Panthers win out, their season's over. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Man. I like Miami there.
Okay. Me too.
The Oakland Raiders at the Cincinnati Bengals.
I don't care.
Yeah, you care. You're going to be playing Jeff Driscoll in this game.
I like the Raiders.
Well, then why the fuck are you playing Jeff Driscoll?
I don't have him in my lineup yet.
Okay. Give me your case.
The Raiders are kind of good now. Do you notice that? Did you see that happen? Did you see that shift?
Something happened.
Yeah.
I missed it.
They're kind of good.
I blinked and all of a sudden the Raiders look like a professional football team again.
They're kind of good now. They almost beat the Chiefs.
Right.
And they beat the Steelers.
They beat, what was the guy's name that came in though?
I don't know, but Ben came back in. He threw, I don't know.
He did what? The Steelers threw that game away. That was the type of game they should have won and they didn't.
I know.
So,
because the Raiders stopped them.
No, they didn't. They just got the ball back with 2 minutes left to go. And
the Bengals stink, too. I don't know. Mixon's going to have a good game, I hope. That's all I know.
This is
an awful game. It's an awful game. I guess you got to take the home team. I like Cincinnati.
I guess. Yuck.
Cincinnati is destined to go 8-8 this year.
They're worse than 8-8. By the way, don't the Raiders want the first pick in the draft?
Yeah.
All this whole Gruden strategy of let's acquire draft picks and then build a new team?
Until the Falcons get the first pick and they take Herbert.
Whoa. You just blew my fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yo.
And Matt Ryan gets traded to the Jets.
Would you take Matt Ryan?
No.
You don't want him?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him either.
No.
Especially with that contract.
He's the worst.
It's an absorbent contract.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get traded to Jacksonville.
Are the Falcons actually in the running?
Yeah. They lose this week, they might be the first pick.
Are you serious?
Who else is worse? The Jets.
Arizona's in the mix.
No, if they lose to Arizona, they'll be
tied.
And no one has three wins, unless obviously the Raiders is what we're banking on.
So if the Raiders were to beat
the Raiders
Bengals,
win and they lose, then they have the first pick. Or at least they're tied. I don't know what the tiebreakers work out at.
The 49ers are still 3-10.
They're 3-10?
Yeah.
They won last week. They're 2-10?
Yeah.
Oh.
Still though. This is a very intriguing.
Well, they're being
scenario.
Seattle anyway. So we'll get to that later, but they're being Kittle's being Seattle this week.
I think the 49ers have the first pick, if that's the case.
Who they take?
They're Seattle. Herbert. They're home for Seattle, home for the Bears at the Rams.
Well, they're winning this week.
Oh, my God. No, they're not going to take Herbert. This is a very intriguing Atlanta situation, though.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That's pretty nuts. Wow. Yeah, you're right, because Atlanta's got to go. Well, they're home for the Cardinals, so that would be the game.
Obviously, this is the game.
Yeah, but at the Panthers, they could win, too, and at the Bucks, they could win.
No, they could easily lose both of those. Easily.
Wow, I never even considered it. And then the Jets tank, end up getting the pick, then we trade.
Thank God the Jets won last week.
Then we...
You really blew it.
I know.
You really blew it.
You don't have to tell me what a stupid win that was.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay is at Baltimore. Baltimore is laying a hefty 7.5 points. Joe Flacco, no longer the starting quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, or at least not for the time being.
Is he hurt still?
No.
Officially?
He is healthy.
Hmm.
And the Ravens said, we're sticking with Lamar.
Until they lose this week.
Right.
I like the Bucs.
I liked the Bucs last week, so I took the points against the Saints, and it looked good for about three quarters, and you know what happened.
Yeah.
So I don't like betting on this team. That's what my thoughts on this are.
I'm playing against Winston, so hopefully Baltimore can turn him over a few times.
Yeah.
I like Baltimore, then. I'll say Baltimore.
What does Baltimore do in the playoffs?
Nothing.
You stick with Lamar?
If you stick with Lamar, then nothing. You're not winning anything with him. I can promise you.
Then why?
I don't know, but you're not. And do you disagree?
No, I don't disagree.
Right, then.
But I want to know what their thought process is.
I don't
right
know.
Now.
But they must think they can win with him, but they're wrong.
I mean, I hinted at this a few weeks ago. I mean, do they just want to give him regular season reps? Is that the idea?
No.
They honestly
You're not gonna play him this week if you don't think you can play him in the playoffs, if Flacco's healthy. If you're starting him over Flacco this week, you're starting him in the playoffs, unless he stinks.
Wow.
But right now, that's the plan.
I mean, because
we're going to give him reps this week, and then Flacco gets less reps, and you got to start Flacco on cold, the playoffs. You got to play him.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, so they honestly believe Lamar Jackson gives them a better chance to win.
Which is wrong.
That's what you're telling me,
it's
right?
It's wrong. It's definitely wrong.
It's unbelievable. So Lamar takes over week 11. He beats the Bengals by a hair, beats the Raiders by a couple touchdowns, beats the Falcons by a couple touchdowns, and then loses to the Chiefs, and now we're impressed by Lamar?
Yeah, he lost the Chiefs, though.
I get that, but he doesn't have any good wins.
He almost beat the Chiefs, though.
I don't get it.
He stinks.
And just by the eye test, I don't get it.
No.
Like, you need to beat the Patriots. Like, that's what you're going. You have
and
to beat.
Lamar Jackson's not beating the Patriots. I'm sorry.
I don't get it. I really don't, unless you're resting him. But they say he's totally healthy, and they're just sticking with Lamar.
If that's the case, then they're dumb.
Okay. Maybe. And they can still win the division. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but I still think they can win that division. Mm. Dallas Cowboys are at the Indianapolis Colts.
This is a weird game.
This is a very weird line. I saw this line, and my ears perked up. The Colts are giving 3 to the hottest team in football, I would say.
I still kind of like the Colts, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just feel like the Colts are... They can still make the playoffs, and this is a must-win game for them. And they're kind of due for a win.
They won last week.
Well,
what do you mean they're due for a win?
They beat the Bums last week, didn't they?
They beat the Texans.
That was last week?
On the road.
That was last week.
Yeah.
So they're going to win then. They're hot. Either way. No, it's a big game for them at home. And Dallas is due to slow down a little bit here.
I mean, it's not like there's no slowing down the Cowboys. They haven't been scoring. Their defense has been playing awesome.
Okay, you can still slow down the defense. I mean, you can still score on them.
I still like Dallas. I know they're on the road and stuff.
Dallas is really good.
Yeah. I really feel like I'm on this thing where Dallas can win the Super Bowl now. I truly believe that.
I told you that last week.
And I'm in.
And you were killing me last week.
I'm in.
Wow.
Sign me up. I was impressed.
Wow.
I was impressed this week. Dude, sign me up. I'm in. I'm admitting it.
Wow.
Can a man admit when he's wrong? This is why no one admits that they're wrong.
Okay.
Is that they get berated for it. I think that Dallas can now win the Super Bowl. I do. I'm looking at their path.
Okay.
If they keep the four seed, so now the only problem is they have to play at the Saints now in first round.
Yeah.
Because the Saints just jumped the...
Did they already win at the Saints? That was at the Saints, right?
They did,
beat
them
again. That was a big deal.
It's tough beating a team twice like that, dude.
I know, but why not?
It's really tough.
I get that.
They know your playbook. You showed them everything you're going to have to show.
Yeah, we know their playbook.
Well, we know that already, too.
Dallas knows the Saints playbook. That's good. The Saints can run some, you know...
It's very rare you see that.
We'll see.
It's very rare that you see a really good team beat the other really good team twice. It just doesn't happen all that much. I'd rather them go into L.A. I also think like L.A. can be got. You saw it this week. They can clearly be got, especially by a good defense and a good pass rush. Goff played the worst game of his career last week.
Yeah, the Rams aren't that impressive to me.
Yeah.
And Dallas being the Rams.
Yeah, if they get the chance. They might not have the chance, though. So it... What they would have to do is somehow jump the Bears.
Which can happen.
And they didn't play. I don't know what the tiebreaker would be there.
Well, division record maybe. Or, I mean, conference record, I mean.
Conference record. So if the Bears lose to the Packers, that would certainly be a long step.
The Bears are 7-2. Dallas is 7-3.
Yeah. And then Dallas has to play at the Colts, home for the Bucks, at the Giants.
So it's the at the Giants game that determines it.
It might. Might determine the whole Super Bowl. Might determine the entire playoff.
So you saw Laletta came in last week.
He did?
He stinks.
Really?
0-for-5 of
the
pick.
You don't say.
He's awful.
Kyle Laletta stinks.
He stinks.
Wow.
Eli's awesome.
Eli was great this week.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Okay. Detroit at Buffalo. Another just unwatchable game. Buffalo is...
I like Buffalo a lot.
Is now favored by 2 points.
It should be 10.
I hate 2-point lines.
It should be 10. I like Buffalo.
I have no idea what to do with
I like Buffalo. Heavy, I like Buffalo. I am strong on Buffalo. They're going to swallow them up this week.
Congratulations to everybody that picked up Josh Allen in their fantasy league.
He had 18 points last week.
Congratulations.
You're going nuts about it. He's had nothing.
He did like 28 and 29 2 weeks in a row.
No, he had... That's not accurate.
He was awesome.
He's been pretty good.
What are you saying? He was great. He's like led the league in rushing over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that's not leading to fantasy points, really.
Yes, it is.
No.
I really don't know what you're talking about. He's been
18
awesome.
Last week, I saw.
Okay, what did he have the weeks before? He's been really good.
Yeah, that one really big. He had 26, 29, 18.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's not great? That's a great stretch.
No, but you're saying picked him up after one of the great weeks, unless you picked him up before the... I mean, I doubt you picked him up before the Jacksonville
game. I did, and then I cut him.
Did you play him?
No.
Okay, so who played him against Jacksonville?
Somebody might have.
Nobody did.
People started Derrick Henry
played
last
in six weeks.
It happens.
He hadn't played in 6 weeks. He hadn't had a 10-point week since week three and going to that Jacksonville game. He went.
Are you denying that he's been a great fantasy player?
No, he's fantastic, but
okay. Are you?
No,
but
I'm just saying he had 28 against Minnesota week three.
Yeah,
2-9-5 out bye. No one played him against Jacksonville.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe you played him against Miami. Maybe.
And you shoulda. I hope you did.
Last week at 18, he was all right.
I hope you did. Man, Detroit should be losing these games. I don't know why they're not trying harder to lose them. You know, Buffalo has they're figuring out the receiving core. It's not like they have a good receiving core, but Josh Allen has guys now. Who's that one dude they keep talking about every week that he just keeps throwing to? I always see him showing up on the ticker on the bottom of the screen.
I forgot.
It feels like Josh Allen is now starting to take control of this team.
Josh Allen's sick.
And he's very it's almost like he's he's early on in his development already.
He's
like
sick.
He's sort of ahead of schedule.
He's sick.
He still has no accuracy, but the dude can run, and the dude's got an arm.
He's awesome.
And he could develop the accuracy. Yeah. I like him. This team should be very proud of themselves.
I'd rather have him than Darnold.
I don't know about that. But we'll see. We'll find out. People still like Darnold. All the experts still like him.
Okay.
All the experts
liked him before.
And they still like him now.
They liked him before.
Yeah, but nobody's quit on him is my point.
Okay,
Except for you.
But I never quit on him. I never liked him.
Oh.
They liked him before. And he's been bad. So just because they still like him, like they should still like him. I didn't like him then.
Once we get rid of Todd, we'll be okay.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers are 6-point underdogs in Chicago. Another incredibly hot team. Unless
like
they play the Giants.
I like Chicago.
I like Green Bay.
Okay.
I think Green Bay can win this game. I think Green Bay can win.
They could. Of course they could. But they're not going to.
So, I love Aaron Rodgers. I've gushed about Aaron Rodgers many a time in front of a microphone. But the dude was very selfish this year and said, I'm going to throw away a year of my career just to get Mike McCarthy fired. I truly believe that.
Okay.
That's what happened. And that pissed me off that he did it, but he did it.
Well, again, you got offered $80 million now.
Right.
We're giving you $80 million up front. That's how much money they gave him.
Right.
It's hard to turn that down, first of all.
Sure.
Okay. But they will, and I'm sure he has tried to get rid of McCarthy in the past.
Yes.
And that didn't work.
So now, again, I'm getting paid $80 million to sabotage my own franchise in order to get rid of one coach that I don't like.
Yeah.
Yes. That pisses me off.
Yeah, maybe.
That really does. That pisses me off. This team should be a playoff team. This team is so much better than Minnesota. It's really not even close.
Well, it seems pretty good.
No, this team on its best day is way better than Minnesota on its best day. And it might be a little bit better than Seattle, too, on its best day. This team's good.
It's probably better than a lot of teams on their best day.
Yeah. This team should be clearly in like at least the 6th wild card spot.
Yeah.
And probably better.
Yeah.
Like, this team's awesome, and you decided to put your own prerogatives first and not win that stupid Arizona game. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, that's bad.
Detroit beat Arizona on the road this week. You can't lose that game. If you win that game...
It's funny that you brought that up. like, I needed you to give me that reference in order to, like... To understand how bad Arizona is.
I just want to reiterate, Arizona's the worst offense in football. I want to reiterate that.
That's like Rosen, though.
It's absurd. No, Tom Brady would never do that. Never. In a million fucking years would never do that.
No.
Okay? And now Joe Philbin is the head coach. The guy loses 2 challenges in the first 5 minutes of the game this week.
So? They were good challenges.
Oh, my God. The dude's
They should have both been overturned.
Listen.
I like Joe.
You like Joe.
Yeah.
You're in on Joe. One of the worst Miami Dolphins seasons of all time under Joe Philbin.
Whoa, worst Miami Dolphins seasons.
They hated him. They ran him out of town.
Wow, worst Miami Dolphins seasons.
Here's my point, man. Green Bay is in the playoff hunt. Now they've woken up, and now he's going to try to save face by finishing this thing 8-7-1. That's what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, because he can, because he's the most talented quarterback of all time. But he quit on his team, and I want everybody to know that he quit on his team, and I'm not happy about it.
Mm.
And my love of Aaron Rodgers has been severely damaged over the past 365 days.
Mm.
I don't like him.
Mm. You don't like him?
I don't like him.
Well, that's bad.
I'm mad. I'm mad at him. I love him, but I don't like him. Does that make sense?
No.
Kind of like an estranged family member.
Gotcha.
Let me be more specific. I'm disappointed. I'm not angry, but I'm disappointed.
Okay.
They're going to win this game. Take them, +6. Or maybe the money line, +220. Tennessee Titans at the New York Giants.
This is an easy game.
The Giants are giving no chance.
They have no chance. You're aware of this, right? You're laughing because it's true.
What?
They have no chance.
What?
They have none. We are going to absolutely slaughter them.
You're going to slaughter them?
This is going to be a bloodbath.
You're going to slaughter them.
35-3.
This is a playoff team, you know.
Not anymore. Giants, lock of the week. They're back in my locks of the week. I love the Giants this week. We are good. We are really good right now. We are really good right now.
Saquon Barkley is an amazing player.
Yes.
He's really good at football.
He's better than everybody. He's better than any running back I've ever seen by a mile.
He's really good.
He's better than any player
God damn, he's really good. I love watching that guy play. He should be in the MVP discussion. We talked about this before the show. He could be in that discussion. I think he's closer to the MVP award than Todd Gurley is at this point.
I mean, they're not making the playoffs, so
I know, but I'm just...
This is in baseball, where like good players get MVPs right. without being a good team.
No, I just think in terms of the race, I just feel like he is closer. He is way more valuable to this team than Todd Gurley is to the Rams.
That's obvious.
It's not even close, right? In that respect, he is still one of the three most valuable guys.
You know, I saw a funny thing, by the way. I'm going to just change it. Uh-huh. That Malcolm Brown is out for the year.
Oh, no.
The backup running back.
How'd that happen?
So it's funny that like everyone had him just in case Gurley got hurt, and then he got hurt.
And he's the one that got hurt.
So people are picking up the other guy now. I don't even know his name.
Give me Tennessee in this one, dude. Come on.
That's wrong.
This is a must-win game for Tennessee.
Make it a lock, then.
They're in the playoff
Make
hunt.
It a lock, then.
Fine. Lock of the week.
Good.
Tennessee plus two.
Good.
They have to win this game. This means nothing
that's
for
great.
The Giants.
Yes, it does. So we're winning out.
You're winning out. All right.
8-8.
All right.
Maybe we get him. Maybe we don't. We're going to be 8-8. All
right. So then Dallas already won the division. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they did, yeah, obviously. They win this week if they win. They officially win. But
you had a chance.
I know.
You had a chance. Washington Redskins. Oh, my God. What a terrible game. At the Jaguars.
I don't know.
Josh Johnson, named the starter. That's his name?
Yeah.
Josh Johnson.
Former Giant.
Really?
Yep.
Was he
He's
ever
awesome.
Good in any facet of anything?
I think he didn't play for the Bengals, too.
Did he start?
Didn't he start a little bit one year?
Really?
Josh Johnson
was picked up 4 days ago. I didn't. This has got to be his first job in a couple of years.
No, he was the backup. Yeah, I know he's the backup for the Giants. He's backup for the Bengals. He was backup somewhere else too. But whatever.
Man, they're getting 7.5 points on the road against Jacksonville. This is tough. Cody Kessler versus Josh Johnson.
I like Josh Johnson.
I will not be watching a second of this game. You might have to watch for Fournette, though. You got to keep an eye on this one.
It's going to be a good game.
Oh, my God.
6-7.
I think you take the points in this one, right?
You got to.
Yeah.
You got
defensive
to.
Game. I know it's still it's Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson's better than Kessler, I think. Yeah. I mean, Kessler's like a second-year player. This guy's been around. This guy was drafted in, like, 2005.
You know, you can start him
guy's
in fantasy.
Old.
You can start him in fantasy.
I might. I might.
Yeah, in a game like this, in a game that doesn't matter, it's basically like a preseason scrimmage. You take a lot of points if you can get them, you know? And so 7.5. But I wouldn't be gambling on this game either. Mm-hmm. Just flip a coin instead. Arizona at Atlanta. You just teased the fact that Atlanta could win the first pick in the draft in this
game. I still think Atlanta's going to win, though.
Okay. But it's a 10-point line. So that means something. It's a big line.
Yeah.
So I
still like Atlanta.
See, man.
Arizona's really bad. They're really, really bad. They're really horrible.
That offense is tough.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's tough, man. And it needs a lot of work.
Yeah.
They got some young guys on
defense. Atlanta has the worst defense in football, so.
What?
Atlanta has the worst defense in football.
Yeah.
Against the worst offense in football, so we'll see how that shakes out.
Right.
I have the Atlanta defense in fantasy.
Okay.
I'm taking the chance.
Well, that's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big roll of the dice. I think I like Arizona, again, because it's just a game that doesn't matter. So why the hell not? That's okay. How I feel. I don't. And as you said, Atlanta's probably in tank mode at this point.
I guess.
Time to tear it all down and rebuild, and there's no reason why you should win this game. Seattle at San Francisco. Wow.
Yep.
Whoa. Okay. Seattle's only laying 3.5. What's happening here?
I like San Francisco.
Wow. All right, make the case because I'm confused. I'm lost.
First of all, it's a home game.
Okay.
That helps. It's a division game.
Yeah.
That's two things. I mean, Seattle kind of, they've locked up a playoff spot pretty much last week.
Yeah, but not the 5.
Kind of.
Wouldn't you rather have the 5?
I mean, it's hard for them to lose the 5.
How many games are they up? They're up 2. Well, plus they have the there's no tie break because Minnesota has the tie. But
yeah,
they are up. Yeah, they're up. They're up two games.
Yeah, just
Minnesota would have to make up two games.
And Minnesota's not winning anything anyway.
Okay.
I just feel like it's gonna be a little flat game for them. They've been playing well. I mean, I don't know. I don't see them showing up. I see San Francisco showing up this week, trying to just play spoiler. Plus, Kittle's gonna tear them up.
Nick Mullins.
Yeah.
Mullins still starting, huh?
He's not bad.
What happened to Beathard?
I don't know.
They just
don't play him anymore.
They just benched him. Okay.
Yeah.
This line is confusing. I mean, just on principle, this doesn't make much sense. If you showed it to me in a vacuum, I would say, what are you talking about here? You have to take Seattle.
I like
But San I guess Francisco. It's not in a vacuum.
I like San Francisco.
Nah, I'll take Seattle, I suppose. This just seems too low. It also seems like one of those games where Vegas knows more than us. But apparently you know as much as Vegas does.
That's true.
I must be missing something here. All right. New England's at Pittsburgh. They're laying 3 points. No one is surprised by any of this. And everybody will be betting on this game, and no one's going to be happy with the result. That's my prediction.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You're talking about the Steelers?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking at some prop bets, whatever.
Okay.
Steelers bet? No, I wouldn't bet on this game.
Okay. I think the Patriots.
I have no idea.
Believe the Patriots will cover. I'm going to go out on a limb to the Patriots will cover 3 points.
This game's going to suck. This game is no longer interesting.
No, it really isn't.
Those days are over.
Yeah.
Those days are over.
Yeah. Pittsburgh was terrible last week.
Yeah.
They're in an absolute free fall.
Mm-hmm.
And this game should be more fun, too. The Eagles at the Rams. But it's not anymore. Primetime game. The Rams are laying 12 points against the Super Bowl champions.
The Eagles stink.
Nick Foles probably going to be the starter this week, right?
I like the Eagles still, though.
That's funny. I thought the same thing.
Yeah. I like Nick Foles.
Yeah, it's a more important game for them
than
it is the Rams. It's in prime time.
Rams stink. The Rams stink.
They don't.
The Rams stink.
They don't stink.
They stink.
They don't stink.
And Dallas is going to beat them big if they play them.
They're not going to get the chance.
Well,
the Bears will play them again.
The Bears will beat them too. Jordan Howard will beat them again. They can't stop the run.
I don't like Goff.
No one in the world. They're the only team in football that can't stop the run. Who can't stop the run in 2018? That's
right.
That's no one's concern in 2018. I can't stop the run. It's actually a problem.
You mentioned this last week. They have all pass rushers, including the two guys in the interior.
That's
Aaron Donald is a pass rusher.
That's a problem.
There is
everyone gives Donald all this credit.
Right.
And he's
awesome.
He's a great pass rusher, but he hurts you by pass rushing, being a pass rusher mindset.
Not if you have big guys, though, that are purely run
defenders. They don't.
Defenders.
It's only pass rusher in their team.
No,
their
you're
whole
right.
line is pass rushers. And then they got Fowler, too. They have these, you know.
But that's a matter of scheme, right? Like, couldn't you? You still have, like, talented football players on the line. Like, I mean.
Not run blockers. Not guys that are looking to run stop the run.
Yeah, but you can change that, can't you, though? Like, can't you coach that differently?
Kind of. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that might just be a Wade Phillips problem.
Maybe. But, I mean, they want a pass rush, though.
They do.
And that's their style of play. And it's hard to change that, especially mid-year.
Certainly.
Especially mid-year.
The Eagles, that being said, don't really have a running back to speak of, except for Josh Adams, who's been fine, I suppose.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah, he's been good. Yeah, Nick Foles could win this game, right? Not.
Yeah.
It's a big spot.
It's going to be funny when they win. What's the money line in this game?
Plus 460.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Not bad. 12 points is good.
Yeah.
Finally, New Orleans at Carolina.
I don't know.
New Orleans is laying 6.5 points.
I like the Saints in a really stupid, awful game on a Monday night.
I think that is a great way of putting it.
Yeah. Carolina's just awful. Ron Rivera, the top 5 coach in the league. Top 3 coach.
Don't put this on Ron Rivera.
Yeah, put it on somebody.
Don't, and I will. Cam Newton.
You're telling me Ron Rivera has nothing to do with this?
Yeah, something to do with it.
Okay.
But I'm not allowed to put it on Cam?
Put it on Cam.
Cam's
too.
Been awful.
That's fine.
Cam's bad, man.
What happened with Hunter Henry, by the way? I keep seeing tweets about Hunter
Henry. Okay, so there was a Stephen A. Smith
controversy. I don't know what happened.
So,
I keep seeing he's like trending on Twitter.
So,
I don't know what that is.
So Stephen A. Smith was talking about the game tonight, and he was like, you know, if you look at Hunter Henry and what he's been able to do this year, that's going to be a tough matchup for the Chargers. And, of course, he's not aware of the fact that Hunter Henry hasn't played in over a year.
Wait, that's going to be tough. Did he?
Yeah, he said that.
Wait, tough matchup for the Chargers or the Chiefs?
For the Chiefs.
Okay. I thought you were implying that he was meant
no.
He confused Hunter Henry with Kelce, a.k.a.
No, other way around. Yeah, no, he just thought that Hunter Henry had been playing for the Chiefs and okay. or the Chargers.
Because you said that. I thought you meant
I apologize. I misspoke. I misspoke. No, he just is like, yeah, Hunter Henry's been great for the Chargers this year.
So his three players to watch, I see a tweet right here.
Right.
His three players to watch, Spencer Ware, who's out,
yeah.
Hunter Henry, who has not played, and Derek Johnson, who's not in the NFL anymore.
Is that what he said?
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, let me just do it.
I want to watch this clip. Can you put the clip on here? Yeah, I will. Put the audio on here.
I'll put it real quick on here. This is, all right, so here it is.
You can do some things. I'm keeping my eyes on this matchup right here.
Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yeah, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry, Max.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year.
The other two.
He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint.
Derek Johnson?
Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the day, I'm looking at Mahomes.
Look at Kellerman and the other guy.
That's funny.
Just this puzzled look on their face.
That's funny. Derek Johnson.
Hunter Henry, Spencer Ware, and Derek Johnson.
Derek Johnson's not even on the team anymore. Is he even in the NFL?
I don't think so. I haven't heard that name in a while.
That's funny. He really doesn't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Neither does anyone on ESPN.
No.
Do you know how bad that show is now? I every once in a while, I'll flip it on. And they have that dude, Will Cain, all the time.
Oh, Will Cain's unbearable.
He is, I think, the most unnatural broadcaster I've ever seen. Like, he has nothing. He speaks with such little confidence. He's not insightful in any way, shape, or form. He's annoying.
Yeah, oh, he's annoying.
Oh, my God, he's so annoying. They got him from CNN. Evidently, he was like a political guy for a few years and then just switched to sports like 2 years ago.
I can see that.
And that's so he has nothing to do with sports whatsoever until like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to like recalibrate to learn the system, essentially. He's awful.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Trying to be Keith Olbermann. It's like, you ain't Keith Olbermann, bro. What happened to Olbermann? Is he still on ESPN?
I don't know. I just remember he was getting killed this year for doing one of the baseball games.
Oh, really?
The ESPN baseball games. He did it. And everyone was trashing him because he was awful. I think it was a Mets, Yankee Mets game or something like that. I forgot what it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was funny.
I still kind of defend Olbermann, even though he's kind of obnoxious.
He's awful.
I kind of defend him. All right. I think that's it for the lines. Should we move on here? Any other thoughts about this upcoming week?
A lot's going to be decided this week in, you know, football, but it could go a multitude of ways here. This is the week that's going to make or break, like, everything. I mean, last week kind of did that and kind of set everything up,
mm-hmm.
but this is kind of like the last week of make or break. And I mean, obviously, next week there'll be a lot of wild card stuff going on, but a lot of these seeding stuff and one bye weeks and all that's going to be decided pretty soon.
If you had to predict the six playoff teams in order from 1 to 6, who would you pick?
In which league?
In either. In both, I should say.
Okay, well, let me look at it right now. I mean, I say AFC goes Chiefs are the one. I say the Patriots are probably the two.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably. Texans could get it. Then I say Texans are the three. And then the Ravens are the four. The Steelers are the five. And
no, the Chargers are the five.
Oh, Chargers are the five. Steelers are the six.
Steelers are the six.
Yeah.
Okay. And in the I agree with everything that you just said there. I agree with the yes. I agree with all of that. And then in the NFC.
Saints, Rams, Bears, Cowboys. Who are the wild cards now? Seattle, the five, and then the six. The six is probably,
I know,
the Giants. The Giants could still get
now,
this.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm looking at this right now.
Yeah.
Could they actually get this?
I mean, yeah.
Because if Green Bay does do what you said and lose 2 out of 3, or not Green Bay,
no,
Minnesota
would lose 2 out of 3.
And the Green Bay loses.
But there's, 7-6-1, yeah.
And Carolina loses this week against
right
the Saints, which is probably
let me pull out this.
The Giants really could make this. They really could make the playoffs. I didn't even realize that they're actually this close.
No, they're in the hunt.
They could really make it.
Okay, I need to just really quick and I know this is kind of annoying. I want to pull up the playoff machine and just make sure that this all works out. And let's play like devil's advocate. This is the path for
the path of the Giants.
For the Giants to make it. Okay. So this week, let's say that Minnesota loses to Miami. Yes. And I think that's like reasonable, right?
That's reasonable.
Okay. The Giants are going to beat the Titans at home.
Obviously.
Also pretty reasonable. Green Bay loses to Chicago.
Probably going to happen anyway.
I mean, Vegas certainly believes that. All right? So we're going to say that they lose to Chicago. The Saints beat the Panthers.
Probably going to happen.
Probably going to happen. And the Redskins lose...
to Jacksonville.
To Jacksonville. Vegas also believes that.
Yeah, probably going to happen. All right. Good.
Week 16. We have the Giants playing at the Colts. Well, they got to win out anyway, so we're just going
to
give them a win.
Giants
have
to win every game.
Right.
Yeah.
The Titans beat the Redskins at home.
Yeah, the Redskins are going to be out, yeah.
Okay. Minnesota probably loses, or probably wins at Detroit, right?
Probably, but I can see they go either way.
Let's give it to them because they got to lose to either Miami or Detroit, right? So let's just say.
Will they play week 17?
They play Chicago.
So they don't need to lose this game. Give them the win if you
want. So let's give them a win against Detroit.
We have wins to give the Giants. We have wins to give. Take your win.
Okay.
Good.
Green Bay beats us at the Jets, right?
Probably.
Yeah, they win that game.
Maybe not.
Relax.
Okay.
Chill out. We have Washington playing.
It's the Titans. You already said that, right?
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was the Titan game. Okay. And then Carolina, we have to worry about. Carolina is home for the Falcons. We should give them that win, too, probably.
Yeah, give it to them.
Okay. And then week 17, the Giants win home against Dallas.
Which is reasonable. I'm making one out.
Carolina loses at the road to New Orleans.
Probably going to lose.
Minnesota loses to Chicago.
Probably. And Detroit's got to beat the Packers.
And the Redskins we still have to worry about, right? The
Redskins
are
already out.
Lose.
They're already out, the Redskins.
They lose to Philly.
Yeah.
And
the Redskins are already out. We give them all losses anyway. They're out anyway.
Okay.
They can win beef like they want. It doesn't matter.
And then...
Green Bay.
Green Bay would lose to Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, we should... Oh, we also have to talk about Philly, though. We got to make...
Well, Philly's got to lose this week, obviously. And they lose one of the next two.
Okay, they lose to the Rams. They lose to Houston.
Yeah.
And they beat the Redskins week 17.
Yeah.
That's the scenario.
Yeah.
All of that seems reasonable.
Yeah.
The Giants are in the playoffs.
Good.
8-8 makes it.
Here we go, baby. 8-8. If we won one more game, we'd have been in the
draft. Oh, man. You're threading the needle, but it's possible.
Yeah.
It's not the craziest thing in the world.
And we're better than all those teams.
Wow. Could you imagine?
Who's better than us all those teams? Today.
Not the Eagles with Foles.
Not the Redskins. Not the Panthers. Then it's Packers or
the Vikings. The Packers are better on their best day still.
I don't think they're better than us right now. And the Vikings aren't better than us right now either, I don't think.
Yeah, the problem is the Packers. But then, you know, week 17, if the Packers beat... Even if the Packers beat Detroit, you're still in at that point. Because you've won out. Yeah. Because, yeah, 8-8 is better than their 8-7-1.
I think that was not right what you just said.
Yeah, no, it's true.
8-8 is not better than 8-7-1.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I gave him a loss. I gave him a loss at some point. I gave him a loss to Chicago this week.
You gave him two losses.
Yeah, no, all they need is one, though.
No, they got to lose both. They
lose
two.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Oh, 7-8-1.
Right.
Oh, so they lose this week. They lose to Chicago.
Here's what you're hoping for. Carolina loses. Philly loses.
No, Carolina's going to lose to the Saints twice.
Green Bay. Yeah, Carolina.
Which could happen.
Philly, Green Bay, Minnesota. That's it.
So I'm just waiting for the Dolphins.
Dolphins
win, we're in business.
You're rooting for the Dolphins
to win.
The
Dolphins
got to
win.
Wow.
The Dolphins got to win, and
we're
in business.
This is exciting.
We're in business.
Oh, my God. The NFL. Let's bet this. Can we wager this, please?
What is the
Find me some odds. Find me some odds of something. Just give me Super Bowl odds, and then we can hedge.
Okay, let me see. Super Bowl.
While you're looking, I'm going to play the music because it's time for our favorite segment.
Go for it.
Talking Super Bowl, NBA, every prop under the sun, it's time to get in the club, raise the roof, get your glow sticks out, let's get it proppin'! So give me Giants Super Bowl odds.
They're plus 250 or plus
25,000.
250.
So I'm getting 250 to 1?
Yeah.
Think about it. Think it over.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And then, listen, if you're in the playoffs, then forget it. We've just struck it rich.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Vegas, baby. At that point.
I got a good bet, a little prop bet.
Give it to me.
I just kind of stumbled upon it right now when I was looking. Right. Saquon Barkley, regular season rushing yards. He is right now at 1124.
Okay.
The line is 1290.5. So that's another 166, 167 yards.
Rushing yards
in the next three games.
What's he averaging?
Almost like around 90 a game or so.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's minus 175, which isn't great, but it seems pretty good.
Titans, not a great matchup against the run. Indy, pretty good matchup against the run. And Dallas, not a great matchup against the run. So that's your counter argument.
And receiving yards, 720 and a half. And he has 629. He's going to get 100 yards.
I love that. Yeah. I absolutely love that one. I like that one more.
That's minus 150.
Oh, I like that one more.
That one's really good.
Let's bet that.
Total touchdowns, 16 and a half. He has 13. Four more touchdowns.
Where can people find that?
This is on MyBookie.
Okay. I like that a lot.
Yeah, total yards is 2010. He has 1750-ish, so another 250.
Okay.
That seems like he's going to get that.
I think we do the
That's the bet. That's the bet right
you
there.
You think?
Yeah. Minus 150.
So 250 scrimmage yards.
He has, do the math out here. He has 1,700, 1,750-ish. 1,753. I think I got that right.
That's how many he needs?
That's how many he has.
That's how many he has.
He needs 1,700.
No, total. I'm saying total.
No, that's what he has, and he needs 2011.
2011 minus 1,753.
Yeah. And three games.
258.
So yeah, have to average so 70 it's yards
it's
a game.
It's 80,
65 yards a game.
Three more games, right?
Yeah,
86.
86
total yards a game. Yeah, to get to 250.
Oh, look at that.
86 yards scrimmage yards a game.
Yeah,
I don't love that one as much as I love the receiving yards one.
He's averaging over 100 yards a game, so.
Yeah, I know. I kind of like the receiving yards one a little better, just particularly with these matchups. Oh.
Gordon is out tonight.
All right. That helps you.
Yes. Justin Jackson's in.
That's very weird to say.
Yeah.
Fantasy's so stupid, man.
I know.
Next week, by the way, in honor of the finals, I want to go back and look at our draft history. And then maybe we'll just talk about everything that we did wrong. I feel like that might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Ravens are going to win that division.
Yeah.
That is my favorite
this is the game. This is the game this week.
Yeah. That is my favorite bet. So the Ravens, obviously, they have the tough game this week. I take that back. They have the tough game next week. They're home for the Bucks. They'll win that game. At the Chargers is the hurdle that they have to get over.
Mm.
And then they got to go home for the Browns. That is two wins there. They could perhaps maybe win.
They're not beating the Browns.
Oh, jeez. They could maybe lose that Bucks game. It's a trap game
for
them.
I want Cleveland to beat the Steelers. That's what I'm hoping for. Okay. Can they beat the Steelers or can they only beat the Browns or the Ravens?
They could be both. Why not? They don't play. Do they play each other again? The Browns?
The Browns play the Ravens, and then I don't know about the Steelers.
No, they're at the Broncos, home for the Bengals, at the Ravens. So that's the three games for the Ravens, and then the Steelers.
So they went out, which they could definitely win out, you know.
Sure.
So they're 8-7-1.
Right.
And then what does everybody else have to do?
You're talking about who, Cleveland?
That's Cleveland I'm talking about. How about the Steelers and the.
Why are we talking about Cleveland?
What do you mean? I said, can Cleveland make the playoffs? And Cleveland
Right. Okay. It's a wild card. It's a wild card thing for them, though. They have
no, play. Obviously. But yeah. I'm saying those are the only teams in the wild card. They have to pass both. They have to pass one of the two.
All right. Let's go back to the playoff
machine. They have to pass one of them.
I know. Let's go back to the playoff machine. So they beat the Broncos.
They're going to win all three. I think they actually are going to win all three.
Beat the Bengals. Beat the Ravens in a game that's probably going to matter for the
Ravens. I don't know if my pick was the Browns, but I'm changing my pick to the Browns this week.
Okay. Let me just find the okay. So let's say they went out and
8-7-1. What are the Ravens at? They're 7-6.
Yeah.
So if they lose that game, they're 7-7. They have to lose one of the other games.
But it's a bunch of more teams. They got to somehow beat the Colts to the punch. They got to beat the Dolphins. The Giants are beating the Colts too. And the Titans too. So,
all
right.
So the Giants are beat the Titans this week. This is all great. All
right. Hang on.
But now I got to root for the Dolphins.
So Dallas has to beat the Colts. All right. But the Miami thing, that puts Miami in the playoff hunt. You can't have your cake and eat it too, bro. Yeah, they're rooting for Miami or against Miami. The only case there is Minnesota beats Miami, and then you got Tennessee losing.
They should have won that freaking Saints game, man.
Here it is. They went out. The Browns went out. Redskins beat the Titans next week, and the Dolphins lose to Minnesota this week. And then they're, I think, pretty close to in. And then the Ravens got to lose.
One of the next two.
The Steelers have to lose to the Patriots, obviously. They lose to the Saints, which I think they're going to do.
The Steelers?
Yeah.
So the Steelers are out then?
They're
out.
And where is...
They're toast.
Where are the Ravens in this mix here? The Ravens...
They're in the division if they win.
So if they were to win out... Okay, here's the scenario for Cleveland. Miami loses to Minnesota. The Colts lose to Dallas.
I mean, is this the only way that it can go? Why are you saying it as just this week?
I'm just saying this is the scenario. This is basically the only way that it can go. The Patriots beat the Steelers.
This is not the only way it can go. You're putting in one way. There's a lot of ways.
Why? But all these teams have to lose is my point. They have to
at
jump
some
over.
Point. I mean, there's not week 17. There's week.
Yeah, but they're down two games to a lot of these teams.
To who?
Or I should say a game and a half to a lot of these teams.
A game and a half and two is a big difference.
They're down to the Colts, the Dolphins, the Titans, and the Broncos. They're down half a game. So they got to jump all of them.
Well, they're passing the Broncos this week.
Yeah.
The Broncos are a concern.
Sure. So at that point, they would have to somehow win out and then pass the
Titans.
This
gives me a headache.
Titans, Dolphins, Colts, Ravens. That's
whatever.
What they got to
pass. Figure it, Hugh. They should have, you know, they, that freaking, that kicker screwed us, you know.
Yeah, I know he did.
What's his name? Joseph? No, the other
Greg
guy.
Joseph.
No, the other guy before Greg Joseph.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not.
Because he screwed us week two. The Saints would have lost.
Yeah.
No MVP from Breeze.
Yeah.
And the Browns are in the playoffs.
I know. There's a path, is my point. My point is, though, you can't be the Giants and the Browns. So pick your favorite kid and stick to it.
You know my favorite kid.
Okay. Ravens over the Steelers to win that division is plus 140. That's what I suggest we wager on.
That's good.
Okay. Kawhi Leonard for MVP. Toronto had a big win without Kawhi last night, correct?
Yes.
They beat them by like 20, the Warriors
More,
I'm talking about.
More.
It was like a commanding win
yeah,
on the
they,
road.
They blew them out, yeah.
Toronto's really good.
Yeah.
They could make the playoffs. They could maybe win the title.
They
if...
could make the playoffs.
I'm sorry. No,
yes,
sorry,
they
no,
are
no, going to. They could make the finals and perhaps give the Warriors some trouble is what I'm deducing.
They are really, really good.
Yes. So Kawhi Leonard's the best player on the best team in the East right now.
I think he should definitely win. I think he's definitely
so
MVP.
I think plus 650 is a pretty good case.
Is there a comeback player of the year?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because he's a lock already.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
You got to look for that.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be hard to bet. But yeah, I'm sure that exists somewhere.
Yeah.
That's my other favorite prop bet. What else you got?
Was it the one? I had one other one, I think. Maybe not. I think I'm good for now.
Okay.
The baseball ones are kind of hard to find now, and it's kind of...
Yeah. We're creeping into award season, so we'll get there pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'll have some good bets for you. And I'm not talking about the MLB awards.
I know.
Okay. We'll get there. All right. TooManyThoughtsMedia.com or TMT.media. You are at @ghostofgeorge_. Sizzling hot stuff going
Sizzling hot stuff.
Oh, my God.
We're closing on 1,000 followers.
Don't burn yourselves. Just checking out this Twitter account. Mm-hmm. It is just on fucking fire
on
lately.
On fire.
Yeah.
We had 150 views on our last video.
Yeah.
Up from like 20 views in our previous videos.
Ghost of George podcast.
Yeah. So we're on YouTube as well. So you look up Ghost of George on YouTube. We're coming out with a video tomorrow, hopefully. Tomorrow afternoon we'll do it. Might be a video. Probably just a podcast. We'll put it on YouTube.
Awesome.
So check it out.
Ghost of George _. I am at Funny Nico Tweets. TMT.media for more of our... garbage. Email me nicodegregorio7@gmail.com. Perfect. That's it. Love y'all. And until next time, happy gambling. I believe.
I believe that
a new breeze is blowing. A new breeze is blowing.
We're gonna win. You're gonna get so tired of winning.
There's not a damn thing you're gonna be able to do about it.
Want to learn the first rule? You'd know if you ever spent a day in your life.
That's the only thing we have to do.
Aaron Rodgers,
because he's a bad.